Well, the government's $690 million housing and renovation stimulus package, the Home Builder Package, will do little to relieve the growing pressure on Australia's social housing stock. According to the Australian Housing and Urban Research Institute, there's already a shortfall in this country of at least 438,000 social housing dwellings, and with unemployment expected to peak in coming months, demand for affordable housing is predicted to surge. We're joined now by Adrian Pazarsky, who's the CEO of National Shelter. National Shelter have been talking or suggesting to the government a social housing package. Adrian Pazarsky, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
This stimulus package for the construction sector is aimed at what the Prime Minister calls a tradie-led stimulus for new home buyers and renovators. Is it a good idea?
We'd be sceptical about how good an idea this is. I think the assumptions on jobs and economic activity are a bit exaggerated, perhaps even heroic. We think money could be spent better elsewhere.
So where would you like the money spent?
Well, as you just said, Uhuru's shown that there's a huge shortfall in social housing. We've been going backwards on that front for 15 to 20 years. So we think that social housing is the most appropriate place for governments to spend money. Why not spend taxpayers' money on something that we get something that's really needed from?
So you see this as an opportunity missed, is what you're saying?
Indeed, it is an opportunity missed.
Have you been talking to the government about this? Are you surprised in this home builder package there was nothing for social housing? Were you expecting something?
I have to say I'm not particularly surprised that there isn't anything yet, but I do remain hopeful that there will be something subsequently. We don't think we've seen the last of the government's investment coming out of the crisis, and so we're still hopeful that they are considering proposals like ours. We have been in discussions every week with government ministers, and we've been flagging the need for this kind of stimulus for at least 6 to 8 weeks now.
And have you been getting any positive noises in return?
We've been getting feedback that it's under consideration and nothing's ruled out. So we're just hopeful that government still has more up its sleeve.
All right. Well, let's go to what you would like them to do. You did put a proposal out into the public arena yesterday. Tell us about this, the SHARP program, or the Social Housing Acceleration and Renovation Program. How would it work?
Well, it'd work over four waves. Initially, we'd look at maintaining and upgrading existing social housing, primarily controlled by the community housing sector in Australia. We then look to acquiring properties, there may be many investors who are looking to sell. We've seen that in the news, and there may be distressed projects that haven't been completed. There's lots of things that we think could be acquired by the community housing sector and completed and brought into the social housing system. We then know that there are shovel-ready projects that the community housing sector has, and there's a longer-term project to develop new projects. So the whole program would go over 4 years, would create at least 15,000 jobs every year, 30,000 properties, and the modelling suggests would add $6 to $7 billion to our gross domestic product.
The government's package that we've seen so far, this $688 million home builder package, is a short, sharp hit. It winds up by December, so any projects need to be basically ready on the board already, really, and they've got a very short time frame to get going. What about your plan? Could you also offer some quick time programs, or is this a slower thing, which might not give the government the stimulus hit it's looking at now to stop the construction industry going over the cliff, as the Treasurer would say?
It's why we've identified that there's a huge maintenance backlog in existing social housing. Those jobs could start next week if necessary. There are plenty of projects that are ready to go. I'm in a different role, chair of a community housing organisation, and I know that we have maintenance backlogs that we could start next week if we had the money.
So what kind of programs would they be? I mean, I've received quite a lot of texts this morning. Let me give you this example. 32 years with a 60-year-old sink, carpet and kitchen and window frames, electric bar radiator, cancer sufferer. Can you confirm the building grant is available to low-income flat owner occupiers or disability pensioners? While I can't confirm that, Adrian, it goes to this notion of a lot of pensioners, a lot of people on lower incomes have small maintenance jobs that they'd like done that won't fit the bill of the parameters of the government's home builder package. Is that the sort of renovation jobs you've got on the books already, ready to go for social housing?
Absolutely, and that would be a more appropriate package within the private sector as well. So there's no doubt that they could have targeted this better. And I think in the social housing area, we know that there are jobs, kitchens that need renovating, energy efficiency that can be added into properties, disability access that can be improved in properties. There's a whole range of needs that are really desperate right now and growing. So, and we know that the economy is not going to be in terrific shape for the foreseeable future, and there's more and more people likely to need housing support.
What sort of investment ultimately do you want to see the government putting into social housing? Because the Treasurer told us earlier the government's already committed extra spending on social housing stock, and this is primarily responsibility for the states.
Well, since 1946, when we had the first Commonwealth State Housing Agreement, the main source of finance for social housing in Australia has been the federal government. So I'm not sure what the government means by that. There is no doubt that it is a state jurisdictional responsibility, but it's a joint program between the Commonwealth and the states that funds social housing and has done since 1946. So I just think that the Treasurer is mistaken when he says it's only a state responsibility. It's just not the case. The Commonwealth has a responsibility in this, like they do in education, health and other areas, that are areas of joint responsibility. The states could do more, there's no doubt about that, and they could do a lot more, but it's going to work a lot better, and we'd hope that the National Cabinet would be the place where these things could be thrashed out and states and the Commonwealth could come together on this sort of program. So I just think that's a furphy. The Commonwealth can fund this, has done in the past, and has always been the major source of funding in this area.
Adrian Pisarski, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome, Fran.
Adrian Pisarski is CEO of National Shelter, and thank you all of you for your very many texts and tweets coming in on this issue. A lot of them the same theme. This one just come in. Did I hear the home builder package is only for projects over 150,000? That excludes poorer people in rundown housing or wanting to simply make an old home more energy efficient, which really means easier to survive in. Phil from Townsville says, hi, Fran, House Menno Grant, what about the regional battlers in houses worth less than 200,000 who need to replace their back steps for way less than 25,000. Annie in Tasmania says, hi, Fran, I have an unsafe steps and bathroom, but I'm a pensioner. How can I possibly access such a loan-based scheme? How unfair is this idea? So there's a lot coming in on that vein. The details of this package will become clearer through the day. The Prime Minister announced it this morning, but it is slated for people wanting to build new homes up to a value home and land package of $750,000 and renovations, as we understand it, to be between $150,000 to $750,000.